filmmaker Marina Rice Bader is here to talk about her new film, Anatomy of a Love Scene, that's premiering at Outfest, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Marina.
Hey there, Charlotte.
Tell us about Anatomy of a Love Scene.
Anatomy of a Love Scene is a brand new film. You know, I make all my projects for the lesbian niche audience, and therefore all women, and that, you know, kind of fans out to human beings in general. And it's a very special project to me, the way it was made, the way it was created, the way it's got a life of its own. It started as my utter confusion about love. I think I'm sort of combining two things here, but, you know, love has always challenged me. It's the universal thing, right? It's the thing that everybody can relate to one way or another. Either they're in it or they're out of it or they want it or whatever. So I thought, I really want to make a film that deals with love and the beauty and the pain and everything in a really raw, organic way. And so I decided, like literally in December of 2013, that I wanted to make this film. But in order to have it released for the summer, it needed to be literally filmed and in the can within 30 days. So it became this wonderful whirlwind labor of love, and it's a beautiful story, beautiful film. I'm very proud of it. I had a wonderful group of folks working on it with me, and it is going to be premiering here in Los Angeles at my favorite film festival, Outfest, and then it will be streaming worldwide the day after for everyone in the world to see.
You appeared in this film. How did that come about?
I originally was planning on casting the role of Kara, who is the director in the film. And since this was a completely improvised project, the more I started thinking about it, the more I thought, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to direct an actor playing the director to direct actors in an unscripted film? And it was really just one too many layers for me to wrap my head around. And, you know, since the role is of a director and I'm basically playing myself, you know, real in the moment, it just seemed like a no-brainer, and it was actually wonderful because one of my original things that I wanted to do that was going to be really unique with this film was to direct from inside the film, and I didn't even know what that meant when it first popped into my head, but, you know, it worked its way out.
What would you like to accomplish with this film?
I just really want to begin my own personal path, my personal path of passion, which is to make a new film for my community every year, and I think this is a great way to kick it off. I think it's also a great way for filmmakers out there, especially women, to see, hey, it doesn't have to be a huge project. It doesn't have to follow all the rules. You can just decide you're going to do it and get it done. And this is a perfect example of that. I think too many people wait around for everything to fall into place. And, you know, life doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. You have to get up and make things happen on your own. And you can do it, you know. And so I really want it to be beyond the fact that I want to put a beautiful movie out there that folks can relate to on many levels. I really want it to be sort of something that other young filmmakers can go, hey, if she can do that, I can do it too.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I have an unwavering commitment to the community, you know, to keep telling their stories, you know, which are our stories and the stories of women, in a way that shows the rest of the world that we're all walking the same walk. We love, we have kids, we struggle with relationships, money, our place in the world. Every human being goes through the same thing. And I think the more that our stories are out there and people can watch them and go, hey, you know, there's a little less fear. I mean, we've had pastors, we've had straight men send us messages and say, you know, it wasn't until I watched your film, we had a lot of that with Elena Undump, that I really understood. And it took a little bit of the confusion away. My eyes are open. And what more can you ask?
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014-2015?
It would be amazing if we could get married in every state and our country was actually unified in showing citizens of our own country and citizens of the world that we stand by each other, we support each other, and we support our Constitution. I think as a country, we really have to get our mojo back. We're falling off where we should be as a world leader. And, you know, I think this is a great way to start. I really think it is. We support each other. Our citizens are our citizens.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I just want to start by saying, Charlotte, that this is really super close subject for me. I've had good friends who have lost nieces, nephews, children, and last year at our high school, a young man jumped off the school library and killed himself in front of hundreds of other kids, and it was one of the most devastating things, you know, to happen to a community. So I really, truly feel that communication, that one word, is the key, that when these kids feel lost and alone, the answer is to reach out. And if you have a family member that understands you, that you have a relationship with, an aunt, an uncle, a parent, in best case scenario, just reach out and talk to them. And if you're not comfortable with that, there's a gay and lesbian center somewhere near you or in your state or in the country. Just dial 911 and find them, or a teen hotline, or call your best friend. You know, that path of being alone is so freaking dark. There is nothing good at the end of it. And I think that's what happens. I think that it feels like the easy answer just to go there, but it is so not. And these kids, just all teens, their brains aren't even developed yet. They don't even have all the skills, which I think a lot of people don't understand. It's not there yet. So if they just remember that one thing, reach out to somebody. There is help out there for you, and you don't have to be in the dark by yourself.
How can people get information about Anatomy of a Love Scene?
We have a wonderful website, anatomyofaloveseen.com, and the spelling of that is S-E-E-N, anatomyofaloveseen.com. Right there, there's great information. You can watch the trailer. However, on July 19th, that website will take you to the trailer and give you the ability to rent the movie and stream it, and you have a leisurely 72 hours to watch the film, and it'll be available in 4 different languages to start out, because I want the most possible, biggest, most luscious group of folks everywhere to be able to watch that film. You know, I think that's one of the challenges with traditional distribution routes, and that's why I decided to go this way, because people have to wait so long for the product. And it leads to so many things. With the last 2 films, you know, people could watch it here in the States, and they had to wait 3 months in France. It doesn't make any sense, and there's lots of piracy that happens that way. And what the heck, if I'm making the product for my community, why not give it to them as soon as possible? It just makes sense.
What other projects are you working on?
I have another brand new film, Raven's Touch, that will be releasing at the end of the year. I'm very excited about that one. That is starring the iconic Drea Weber from The Gymnast and A Marine Story, and Tracy Dinwiddie, who was one of the 2 leads in my first film, Elena Undone. That will be available at the end of the year, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with it yet, but it is looking really good. And then also at the end of the year, I'm going to begin production on a film that will take the audience into a brand new world that most people have never been to, and I'm super excited about that. It's going to be just a visual feast. And then next year, I'm working on my passion project called Red Sky Theater.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, I do, and I have so many favorite quotes out there in the world, but my mantra is one that I sort of created for myself, and that is, if I get to a moment where I feel like I can't push through or I'm having a really tough time, don't understand what's going on, my mantra is, I am strong, I am confident, I love myself, I love my world, I can get through this, I can make it happen, and I live in gratitude and love. I live in gratitude and love. That is the thing that I say to myself most often. It will really help me get through anything I need to get through.